It's time for Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, talking everything tourism and exploring all that the Golden Heart City has to offer for visitors and residents alike. Brought to you by Explore Fairbanks, located in the Morris Thompson Cultural and Visitor Center in downtown Fairbanks. And now, here's the crew from Explore Fairbanks.
And good afternoon, KFAR listeners, and welcome to the December 16th edition of the Explore Fairbanks radio show. Thank you for joining us today if you're listening to the broadcast or an archive version. My name's Scott McRae with Explore Fairbanks, and joining me in the studio is my colleague, Bill Wright. Good
Hello.
Afternoon, Bill.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. What a lovely lovely December we're having so far.
It is winter is here in Interior Alaska.
Yeah, 100% guaranteed, according to, was it Travel and Leisure or something?
That's a place that I think number one, top of the list and the place most likely to have a white Christmas. And I think we're I think we're in the clear on that for this year. So, well, I'm beyond excited about the guests that we have with us today. Join us on the telephone from the southern part of the state down in Anchorage. Bills himself as Alaska's top travel expert. So we're going to find out what's that all about. But here on the phone with me, Mr. Scott McMurrin from the Alaska Travel Gram, and a great first name as well. Scott, how are you today?
Doing well, Scott. And of course, Scott is a name you can trust.
Yes, and especially Scott MC. So, you know, we have that in common.
Scott MC. Exactly right. Yeah, I'm here to serve.
Well, it's
great to hear that you guys are going to have a white Christmas up there. I think ditto down here.
I think Anchorage is pretty safe, too, based on what I've seen in the forecast there. So,
yeah.
Well, Scott, thanks again for joining us today. And, you know, we always like to have, when we open up our show here, we always like to have our guests kind of tell their Alaskan story, because all of us have an Alaskan story, some better than others. So let's start off with you telling the listeners your background in the 49th state and how you got here and what you've been doing.
My Alaska origin story?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of unusual, but I've got it scaled back so I can, you know, talk loudly over the band in the background to tell people exactly kind of how I got here. It's kind of interesting. I came up the day after I got out of college. I graduated from the University of Oregon with a degree in journalism. And about 4 weeks, maybe 3 weeks before graduation, some of my roommates were saying, we're going up to Alaska. Why don't you come on up? We pave driveways, but you can get a job paying good, you know, pays good money and have a good time. And so, you know, being the thoughtful planning type that I was, I said, okay, you know, I ran into a friend of mine at the library, I mean the bar, the next day, and I said, hey, Chris, have you still got that fish processing plant that you still manage that up in Anchorage? He said, yeah. I said, well, can I have a job? He said, sure, either June the 12th. Well, that was easy. I graduated June the 11th. June 12th, I hopped on the plane, and I was there in Anchorage. And but between that, my advisor from college said, I hear you're going to Anchorage. I said, yeah. You want a job? Again, being the thoughtful planning type, I said, sure. Well, one of his friends was a manager at the local newspaper here. And he said, tell this guy to talk to you. This was before faxes, before, you know, email, before the internet. I sent this guy a telegram.
A telegram.
I mean, Scott McMurrin, stop. I'll be in Anchorage June 12th. Stop. Bill Winter says to come say hello and for you to hire me. Stop. Yeah, it was crazy. Anyway, I went to work at the fish house, and they worked for 3 days. I was slinging salmon there out of a tote, out of a pallet, and then all the fishermen went on strike, so they laid everybody off. And so there I am, you know, walking the streets of Anchorage out of college, money spent, see no future, pay no rent. All the money's gone, nowhere to go. But then the guy from the newspaper came back from vacation, and he said, come on down, and he hired me on the spot, and which was an amazing thing. I never have had that happen to me. But you know, at the end of 3 months, I kind of looked at my resume and I looked at my business card and it said the same thing. And so I was like, I'm going to ride this pony on down. That was 45 years ago.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history. A checkered past, but history nonetheless.
Well, no judgment from us here. Well, so you mentioned the telegram. And I'm going to assume that that is what led to your website, your business, Alaska Travelgram, which is easily remembered at alaskatravelgram.com. And so, Scott, you know, it's a great resource for all things travel, not just necessarily travel within Alaska, but travel in general. So talk a bit about the site there, because there's no shortage of travel-related websites and blogs. What sets yours apart, and what listeners today, why should they go visit alaskatravelgram.com?
Well, so the Travelgram, in addition to being a website, we also publish an email travel newsletter that goes out once a week, and that's really where the action is. The website is kind of where those stories live. People can go to the website and scroll down to where it says subscribe and sign up there. And what that came out, you know, it really started, two things made that come about. First of all, for the past 40 years, I've written a weekly travel article in the Anchorage Daily News. And some stories just won't wait for Sunday. And so with this thing called the internet came along, I'm thinking, well, this might be a way to get the word out. You know, when there's some breaking travel news, so give people some news they can use. And the other thing that kind of came about at the same time was we put together this travel coupon book called The Alaska Tour Saver. And so I was kind of looking for a way to, you know, beat the drum on that and also get some news out to readers who couldn't wait till Sunday for these, you know, a lot of the deals that I like to share with readers, they come and go like the wind. So I kind of like to get the word out pretty quick and give people some news they can use. And so I came up with this email distribution project, which prior to the thing called the internet, you know, that series of tubes, I used to, I worked for a variety of travel agencies, retail brick and mortar travel agencies here in Anchorage and Juneau. And I used to print up, like on an 8.5 by 14 sheet of paper, Travelgram. You know, that's kind of where that I came up with the name. Anyway, so I've been publishing that for 25 years.
Yeah, and it's a great resource. I was on there about last night, and just lots of, like I said, helpful information on travel on a variety of topics, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, all of us are really interested in you know, the fastest way to the beach. I think we had a sale earlier this week, just for a one-day sale, but a sale nonetheless, 25% off tickets to Hawaii. So I sent out a special extra on that one, yeah.
Yeah,
that was really popular.
Well, so Scott, speaking of travel advice here, you know, we're in that, you know, most wonderful time of the year. The holidays are upon us, and the forecast for this holiday season, it's going to be a record-breaking year in terms of air travel. AAA is estimating about around 7.5 million Americans will be traveling by air between Christmas and the New Year's Eve period, and surpassing the record, which is in 2019. So for those listeners who are among that 7.5 million, what are some travel trips to make holiday travel, which can be chaotic, less chaotic? What advice do you have to offer?
Well, first of all, change your ticket so you don't fly.
That's what the airlines want to hear.
Yeah, well, Christy and I just got back from Spain. We went, you know, actually spent Thanksgiving over there. And that was great because we didn't have the holiday rush that they have here. It is a stressful time to travel, and having raised our kids here in Anchorage, you know, we would go out and see the in-laws, you know, during the holidays or during spring break. So we were a slave to the school calendar and showed up early and all that stuff. So let me just go through kind of a little checklist of things that you should do and things that you shouldn't do. Get out your tickets or look at your itinerary right now and make sure that you have assigned seats. And if you don't have assigned seats, call or go on the website and get them now. so that you don't show up without assigned seats and you have to stand in line at the, you know, customer assistance, you know, line, which is always the longest line, you know. So do that. Do as much as you can to get to the point where you don't have to interface with an actual human being before security. So, you know, these days when you go out to the airport, you can do everything but check your bags at home. So do that. The other thing is too late to do it, you know, since holiday travel is upon us. But I really recommend the Global Entry solution for TSA PreCheck. Cost, you know, basically $100 for 5 years. They do a little interview for you. And I actually got my Global Entry interview up in Fairbanks.
Yep, they do that here.
Yeah, it was one of the, I mean, there wasn't an appointment available anywhere except Fairbanks. So I actually traveled up there to the Golden Heart City. I don't really need much of an excuse to fly north to see you people and have a beer over at Hoodoo. You know, I mean, I love that place and I love visiting you guys. And so I went up there and got my interview. It took about 15 minutes.
Was that before or after the beer?
So, yeah. So I really like that, the Global Entry. And people say, well, what's the difference between that and PreCheck? Well, Global Entry enables your rapid return through customs and immigration when you're returning from a foreign trip. Okay, the TSA PreCheck doesn't do that, but you get all the benefits of the TSA PreCheck protocol when you get Global Entry.
Yeah, gotcha.
You know, and the other thing that you need to make sure is that in your reservation on Alaska Airlines or Delta, whatever your airline is, that they have that PreCheck number in there. Because if they don't, you know, when they spit out the boarding pass, it may or may not have that TSA PreCheck benefit. And if not, you're going to go to the long line and there's really nothing you can do. So.
Yeah, I agree. It's a great benefit. It is a great benefit. I see, you know, it's not so much here on the Fairbanks side. The Fairbanks International Airport, you know, TSA is pretty easy to get through. But boy, in some of those larger hubs, SeaTac, you name it, it saves a lot of time.
Yeah. So that's the thing. Yeah. The other thing that, you know, this is an aspirational goal of mine, is to travel with your luggage, just carry on only. But that, you really have to have a mindset for that. I will tell you, too, that, you know, as I said, it's an aspirational goal. When we went to Spain, we had to stop in New York for a family wedding, which means we had to take clothes to wear, you know, not just, you know, the shabby attire I usually parade in.
Which I'm sure the family appreciated.
I just didn't want to have that conversation. So sport coat, tie, nice pants, and nice shoes, you know. So that added. Anyway, we ended up with two, not even that big, but they were two bags that had to be checked. And that, you know, that basically inhibited our ability to catch an earlier flight. It inhibited our ability to walk farther to, you know, go to a public transit when we were traveling. It's a hassle.
Yeah.
I've done it both ways. I've traveled around the world just with carry-on, and I've traveled many, 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 many places, quite often with my beloved, and, you know, shoes and makeup and product and things like that, aerosol spray. I just, you know, in fairness, we typically bring back some wine, you know, in our bags, which it doesn't matter how big your bag is. You get to check it at that point. But the carry-on really, really does affect your ability to be nimble and quick.
That's great. Yeah. Scott, we're going to run it, but we're going to take a quick two-minute break here. This is great advice. If you got some more on your list, let's touch upon them here after the two-minute station identification break and a word also from our sponsor this month's show.
We will continue to explore Fairbanks right after this short message from our sponsors.
This holiday season, experience the magic at Running Reindeer Ranch. Gather your friends and family for an unforgettable adventure right here in Fairbanks. Picture this, walking through a winter wonderland surrounded by majestic reindeer, their hooves clicking in the snow. Get ready to watch reindeer games as you learn about how these furry friends are adapted to life in the Arctic. And there's plenty of time for reindeer hugs and selfies. Make this season unforgettable at Running Reindeer Ranch. Book your spot now at runningreindeer.com.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m. And Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now back to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio.
And welcome back to the program. Scott McRae here with Explore Fairbanks along with my colleague Bill Wright in the second half of the show. A big thank you to Running Reindeer Ranch for sponsoring this month's show. Each month we have a different tourism partner who proudly sponsors the show, so we greatly appreciate them and their assistance. And Running Reindeer Ranch, Bill, certainly applicable for this time of year.
Oh, definitely. they're not flying reindeer, but they're close.
No, they're not. Yeah, no. Perhaps they're envious of the flying reindeer, but maybe yeah. They're grateful they get December 24th off. So anyway, joining us on the phone from Anchorage with the Alaska Travel Gram, Alaska's topmost travel authority, Scott McMurrin. Scott, are you still with us?
I am, and for all these years, I thought it was the Riding Reindeer Ranch. Thank you for clearing that up.
Well, we like to get
the... I was going to go up there. I wonder if do they have a saddle, or you just grab my horns, or what?
Well, we like to get the facts straight here. That's what we're all about. So, Scott, before the break, we were talking about tips and advice and guidance for people who are traveling during the holiday season. You had some great ones there. Any other ones that you want to add on here before we move on to the next topic?
You know, stay hydrated. I mean, that's so important. And although it does sometimes necessitate getting up more during the course of your flight, it's just life is better when everybody's hydrated and you got to, you know, dump out the water and then fill it up again post-security. But it's really, really worthwhile, and it really improves everybody's outlook, I think. And a couple of others, again, I just, you know, finished a 30-hour return trip from Madrid to JFK to Seattle to Anchorage. Here's the thing. If you are sitting in the middle, you have the right to the little armrest between the seats.
This is a very controversial topic here, Scott.
Yeah, because life is terrible for the poor sucker that's sitting in the middle. That said, I was on the aisle seat, and I was literally, you know, it's really impossible. I'm 6'4" really, to try and, you know, get comfy in those Recaro seats. You know, it's just it's very, very, very difficult. And so I'm just trying to, you know, just get to a place where it's not painful. And I was trying to give this guy all of what he wanted there on the armrest. But I'm thinking, can I just have a little corner? I mean, just to put my little elbow on, please, can I just have a little corner? But that lasted for an hour, and then, you know, it ended up, no, it wasn't going to work. So we stayed up and chatted. He was actually on a mileage run back and forth to Maui. He didn't even stay overnight, but he was pretty excited because that was the last segment for him to get MVP gold 75K for the year.
That's great. It's amazing how many people this time of year do that, just do these mileage runs just to get that the last number of miles in for their for a new status next year, keeping their status for the next year. It's there's an art to it.
Full disclosure. That was part of our thing to going to Spain. We went on American Airlines and racked up some nice elite qualifying miles. But yeah, true story.
Well, here's another another controversial question, Scott. You know, the middle seat controversy aside, here's a very important question for you. Do you recline your seat, yes or no?
I have reclined my, like on this last one, I had the, on American's, 7.5 hour flight between Madrid and JFK. We had what's because I'm MVP gold, we get what's called main cabin extra, or what I call peasant plus. and that affords you some extra legroom, like 36 inches. So I did recline it like a nanometer just to keep my head from plopping down, you know, forward on my chest. You know, but honestly, on Alaska, for example, I don't recline.
Okay. Main reason I ask that is in case I'm ever, if I'm sitting behind you on a plane, if I should move or not. So,
well, see, if you're sitting in front of me, I guarantee one thing, Scott.
Yes.
That if you do elect to recline, you'll be getting excellent lumbar support from my knees.
Duly noted.
Physics comes into play at a certain point with this stuff.
Yes.
I don't.
Well, good to know. Well, good. Yeah, thanks for the advice, Scott. Let's move on from travel etiquette and whatnot, and let's talk about the bombshell news about two weeks or so that had all of Alaska's social media in a frenzy. Uh-huh. The proposed merger of Alaskan Airlines and Hawaiian Airlines. I know you've written about this, and you were interviewed in the Alaska Dispatch News about it. So, talk about this. What does this mean for not just for Alaskan travelers, but also, of course, what's of big importance to Bill and I and Explore Fairbanks, of what it means for visitors coming to Alaska. So, walk us through this proposed merger and what it all means.
Sure. Well. Our friends at Alaska Airlines claim nothing's going to happen until this is approved by the Department of Justice.
Right. But yeah, it's not a done deal. Yeah.
No, I kind of think that there may be some interim steps that they could do. But anyway, on the face of it, what got me excited were a couple things. First of all, I immediately went to see which international route are served by Hawaiian Airlines. And let me go through the list for you of things that we potentially could earn and burn our mileage plan miles on. Travel to Seoul, travel to four destinations in Japan, Tokyo, Osaka, Fukuoka, and I think Sapporo. So, and then in addition to that, Auckland, New Zealand, Sydney, Australia, Rarotonga in the Cook Islands, Papeete in Tahiti, and then finally to Pango Pango there in American Samoa.
Wow, and seeing a lot of these are core international markets for Alaska tourism. The Australia market, you know, the Japan market, which we're starting to see some return on. So that's definitely good news on the industry side.
Yeah, so that combined with the idea of using Honolulu as a Trans-Pacific hub is really exciting. I mean, Alaska Airlines. You know, finally, you know, I mean, it took a few years, but they're finally essentially doing daily service between Anchorage and Honolulu. And, I mean, I track these prices quite a bit, and I should say nonstop service. You know, I do live in Los Anchorage, in the Southern Kingdom. So I know that you folks in Fairbanks, like, hey, wait a minute, we're talking about Fairbanks here. Yeah, you got to make your way to Anchorage. But those planes fly 7 or 8 times a day. So, but it just is an extra. I mean, I talk to people who do drive down to catch a plane. And that's a long haul, but it can be done.
Yeah, I've done it. I've done it.
Yeah. So, the idea of Honolulu as a Trans-Pacific hub, and the idea that you can earn and you will be able to earn and burn your mileage plan points to those destinations has me very excited about the prospect of these two airlines having Alaska Airlines eat Hawaiian Airlines, essentially. So, you know, we'll see where it goes. You know, we'll see where it goes because it's not a done deal, and the only competitive routes there are is, you know, between the West Coast and between the Lower 48 and Hawaii. That's where some of the routes overlap.
Right.
Of course, they did serve. Hawaiian Airlines did serve Anchorage for a while, well, off and on for a couple of different times, but they don't right now. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll see what it looks like when all is said and done and it goes through the legal review. But I think I agree. Exciting news. Yeah, most definitely there.
Yeah.
So, Scott, switching gears again here, you know, you mentioned how much you love Fairbanks, and we love that you love Fairbanks, and you refer to us as the Northern Kingdom, which I hope you haven't trademarked because I use it quite often. So,
public domain, dude. Feel free.
So originally, as we're getting short on time, I was originally going to ask you to list your top 5 favorite things about Fairbanks, which I know you probably have way more than that. Now I'm going to make it more difficult. I'm going to shorten it to 3. So what are your top 3 things you love the most about Fairbanks? And if you want to do them in order or just know, you know, it's just here's 3 things I love. Tell your listeners why you enjoy your trips up here to the Golden Heart City. About 2 minutes.
Well, I'll tell you, I love going to the Fountainhead Car Museum.
Yeah.
That is epic. And I really resent that I put off going on the Riverboat Discovery for 20 years because it was too touristy. Finally took the kids on it, and we had a blast. So we love that.
Yeah.
And then I also love that whale that's hanging from the ceiling up there at the Museum of the North. It's just fabulous. I love that museum. I go there every time. And, you know, that doesn't count going to Hoodoo, which is my favorite microbrewery. Doesn't count going to McCafferty's, which is my favorite coffee shop.
I was just there this morning.
You know, it's just, I mean, there's so much going on there in Fairbanks, that I love it. I love great jumping off point to the Arctic, too.
Yeah.
I've been up the Dalton Highway several times, Coldfoot and beyond, Adigan Pass. And it's just Adigan. That's right.
Well, we appreciate your passion. Yeah. And I wish we had more time to tell our hoodoo story that is always a fun one to tell. But we'll have to have you on the show another time, and maybe we can go into details on that one.
Hey, right, and maybe we can have a happy ending.
Oh, maybe. Perhaps so. Scott, we're getting down here to about the last minute here. Any last-minute thoughts here? Looking ahead, 2024 travel forecast, tips, advice that you can quickly offer to our listeners?
Well, you know, if you want to get out of town right now, you'd have to make your way down to Anchorage. But you can fly to Las Vegas for $168 one night. Even now, mid-December, no advance purchase. That's on Delta.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you guys, by the way, should be happy that you have Delta Airlines. It's the one way to keep Alaska fares down. You know. So
we appreciate all the airlines that service here and the partnership we have them. They're all important to the community and all important to our most definitely to our visitor industry.
Amen.
Yeah. Good. Well, Scott, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have to do this again.
Did I leave any stone unturned?
There's probably a lot we could overturn, but we'll do this again because I think there's a lot of other great topics we could talk about. So again, the website that people can go to?
AlaskaTravelgram.com.
Excellent. Well, Scott, thank you for joining us. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in today. Be sure to tune in to next Saturday's show. It's going to be an exciting one. Our colleague Jerry Evans will be interviewing the man, the myth, the legend, Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. From Explore Fairbanks, have a wonderful day and a happy holiday season.
You have been listening to Explore Fairbanks on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past shows, simply log on to our website and click on the archives page. Explore Fairbanks has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active.